The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about things outdoors, you know, fishing, hunting, crabbing, firearms, yeah, anything that has to do with the great outdoors, wildlife, you know, that type of thing. Interesting week. I started out last week right after the show by heading to Delmarva Sporting Clays, one of our upcoming sponsors. And I met with the Richardson family down there, and they were very, very, very courteous to our guys, and I mean, we had two of our measures there. We had Chuck Wilcox, Master Sergeant Chuck Wilcox, and John Melvin, and had a bunch of deer lined up for us. I think there were about 10 of them waiting, and that was pretty cool. Some of them were family deer, some of them were employees, and, you know, some of them were some close friends. So we started, and we started, when I say we, I was doing the paperwork for the people that came in, and the two other fellows were doing the measuring, and I think we measured five or six whitetails, and the rest were all Sika deer, 17 altogether, and we had several that did not make the book, and one that was from out of state, so I think we put 15 animals in the new record book, including another a new number two Sika stag with the muzzleloader, giant deer, beautiful symmetric Sika stag, and another one that was now number three in the crossbow division. So those are all on Facebook, and as we continue on, we'll keep posting a few of those here and there, and then they're mixed in with what the guys are measuring on their own. So through the week, we had another lady here in take her deer in Caroline County, first ever time in the woods hunting with a crossbow with her husband, and 8 months pregnant. He said, I just wanted to take her out. This is measured independently of Delmarva Sporting Club. I just want to take her out and let her see what, as hunters, what we have to do, you know, how we have to be quiet, how we have to, you know, conduct our woodsmanship, you know, sit in the woods for a long period of time without seeing anything, and so on and so forth. And he said there was one particular buck that had a tumor on it that I wanted her to take out for her first deer. And he said, so she's sitting there, and some does came out. They're hunting over a food plot. Some does came out, and he told her, you know, do whatever you want. So she had the crosshairs on a doe, and was just getting ready to pull the trigger, and he said, just hang up a little bit. These does are all acting sketchy. They keep looking back over their shoulder like there's, you know, like there's something else coming. She said, all right. So she's still on the doe, and a spike buck walked out, and the target buck never did show up, a giant buck walked out in the food plot, and she shot it, and it was, you know, like a 155-inch net deer, and he said she had no idea what she did. You know, this is a lifetime deer, and it was her first shot at a deer ever and her first sit in the woods, so it was a good story. Anyway, that story will be coming up in the winter issue of the Hunting Quarterly. So, but congratulations to all that made the record book. Our photographer, official photographer, was there, Jim Vichek, and took a lot of pictures, and had one of his deer measured. Chuck Wilcox, one of our volunteers, one of our official measures. Chuck, his deer got his deer was measured from last year, where he took with the bow, made the record book. Didn't make Pope and Young, but made the record book. So John Melvin measured that for Chuck, and So it was all in all a good time, and they treated us to a pizza, and we had a good day measuring, and everybody seemed particularly happy. Zeke Richardson, the patriarch, had his 8-point stag measured. It made the record book, 71 inches net, I remember, 75, 71. And Steve had his deer was the crossbow buck that a crossbow stag that took number 3 spot, and had another nice whitetail he measured with the muzzle loader. His brother Stu, he's the non-typical guy, and he had a couple just hammer whitetail deer that, because they were so gnarly and they were not symmetrical, they did not make the book. So Stu took a little good-natured ribbing about, you know, 2 of the biggest bucks that didn't make the record book, but, you know, the numbers don't lie. So we just had a wonderful time. So thanks to Delmarva Sporting Clays for that. That was Saturday. Monday, got an invitation over the weekend to go to CBEC, Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center, from our buddy Rudy, who calls in from time to time. And he said, bring the grandkids down and we'll do a little catch a critter event. So we took the kids down Monday. The road was flooded because of high tide, so we got a truck ride in and had to consequently get one back out. The road was dry at that point, but we made the long walk from the parking lot to the bayfront, and Rudy and I grabbed either end of a 30-foot seine, and all under Rudy's direction, he went deep and I went shallow, and we scooped up a bunch of little fish from the bayfront there. It's amazing how many little critters are out there. Silversides and blennies and mummichogs and, you know, most of this stuff people call bull minnies. But we had a great time. The kids, you know, ran across a big, giant female diamond back terrapin on the way, and the kids were fascinated with that. Jameson was a little bit afraid of it. Picked up a couple crabs in the seine, and then the kids picked them out and put them into bins, and we identified them. And Rudy caught an inland lizard fish, which was kind of cool. So, you know, took photos of everything and put everything back, dumped everything back in the bay that survived, and dumped everything back. And you know, the silver sides didn't last long, but there were hundreds of them. I got my first nettle sting, the back of my knee. Never experienced that before. It wasn't horrible. It was a little sharp shot in the back of my knee, and it was got a little itchy, but nothing horrible. So the nettles were about as big as a golf ball, and so we were careful of those, careful the kids didn't get in them, the ones that got in the net. So we walked back and toured the little area where the birds of prey are held captive. The injured birds of prey are being rehabbed there, and there's a red-tailed hawk and a great horned owl and a couple of barred owls and some sparrow hawks, and the kids enjoyed that whole adventure, and then we got back out of there. So it was a wonderful time, and then the rest of the week pretty much spent working. No outdoor adventures, but it was a wonderful week. So let's go to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you this morning, buddy?
All right there, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not too much. Normal stuff.
Normal stuff? Are you headed to any of the state fair or county fairs or anything around the area?
Hadn't yet.
No?
What's the next thing this area that you know of?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't really looked. I've been spending a lot of time in Delaware and trying to expand the hunting quarterly into Delaware, and it's a lot of work. It looks like a little state, but it's a long way from top to bottom, and businesses are spread out. I mean, there's plenty of business, but it's just hard getting back and forth to them and then introducing something new. You know, people are a little skeptical, but some of them are working with us, so we're pretty happy with the results from over there. So the next event for us is at in Washington County in Sharpsburg. which is a measuring event at the Fur Trappers Convention and Sportsman Show. And then we'll be hearing from one of their members a little later this hour, talk about what the purpose is of that. And you've been hearing the commercials. And then August is busy. August 2nd is booked. August 16th is going to be out in Garrett County. August 23rd is going to be in Southern Maryland. In I can't remember.
What do you mean Southern Maryland? Is that Western Shore, Southern? Or?
Western Maryland, yes. Southern Maryland, yes. Western Shore, Southern Maryland. St. Mary's County. We'll be at a taxidermy studio down there. We got an invitation to go to Mead Natural Heritage again in August for their sign-up. We don't know if we'll be able to make that one or not. We're still working with our guys to see who's available. So it's just a busy month coming up here in August. Got a new magazine going out, so we'll be distributing that. And so getting ready for archery season. I did buy my hunting license the other day. You know, I went ahead and bought my license. I even bought federal wildlife stamp, federal waterfowl stamp, and the Maryland permit for waterfowl. So maybe we'll get a day out on the water. We'll see. We'll see. You know, I talked to Captain Ryan Pop. He has a, what's it called? It's called Upper Chesapeake Outfitters or something like that. He does body booting and sea duck trips. So I think we booked a trip with him, and find out maybe if there's anybody in the listening audience that would like to go along. It's not an inexpensive trip. It's $300 a man for a day shooting sea ducks. And, if somebody wants to call the station, let me know, and Aaron will put them in touch with me. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, kind of rich for my blood in a way.
Oh, yeah. It's,
I could probably, swing it, but,
yeah, I understand.
Well, beans, I don't drive anymore.
Right.
I have to take me anywhere. So.
That's right.
That's a problem if you don't drive.
Uh-huh. Well, I love sea duck hunting. I haven't been in probably 5 years, and it's going to be one of those interesting trips. So probably just shooting at scoters and that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's a fun trip, but it's a disappointing trip in a way because they're very difficult to eat. So you have to figure out a way to either make them into sausage or do something different with them. So because I don't like to waste them. I've eaten them in the past. They're not bad, horrible bad if you soak them in buttermilk and, slice them real thin and flash fry them. They're not terribly bad. I'd like to try the ground method, the sausage deal with them, see how that works out. So we'll see. Never know.
Yep.
Never know. So.
All right.
All right, buddy. Well, appreciate you checking in.
Tell everybody said hi.
We'll do that. So I hope you're able to get out to some of the county fairs. I know Queen Anne's County and Kent County are going on now, I think, or maybe next week. I can't say for sure. So Talbot was the last weekend.
We'll be going down today. I don't know.
Oh, good for you. And Delaware State Fair is going on, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yep. So that's a lot of traffic over in Harrington.
I'd like to go over there, too. Of course, the way I would go, traffic ain't that bad.
Not from your area.
I go down to Goldsboro, Greensboro, and cut across that way. You eliminate a lot of traffic.
That's true. Yeah, I make a regular trip to Dover for magazines, and that's the way I go. So. All right, buddy. I appreciate the call. Stay in touch.
There you go.
All right, Glenn. Take care, man. See ya. Next Saturday is also going to be the drawing for the snakehead package for the High Tide Lures Tackle Box Tim Sherman monthly drawing for fishing tackle. So if you haven't gotten in yet, feel free to give us a call here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Get entered up for the contest, and if you can't enter that way and you listen now, just shoot me an email. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll make sure your entry gets in there. Then we put all the entries in a list. Everybody's name gets a number. Tim comes on the air and puts up the random number generator on his phone and picks a number, and I mean, the random generator picks a number that whatever number corresponds to whatever name, that's the winner. That's how we do it. That's how we keep it fair. So here you go. That's our contact number here. If you want to call in, share a story, it's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Right now, I've got to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Summer's halfway gone, but plenty of time left throughout the spring and the fall to get together with friends and family, maybe have some crabs or, you know, family reunion or cook some hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. Summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Ken Island is dedicated to making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and even patio furniture like tables and chairs and about 1,000 Adirondack chairs, or you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Ken Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and pergolas and gazebos and dog kennels and chicken coops. All of that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, check out the barbecue grills. They've got Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis, pellet grills, charcoal grills, you name it. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. I mean, outdoor fire pits made out of, you know, these 500-pound propane tanks. 500-pound or 100-pound? 100-pound propane tanks. You know, that have been used and recycled and repurposed. They look make beautiful fire pits. So check those out. And freestanding deck umbrella is my favorite. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle and theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And we'll talk more about that later. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, just off Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop, gearing up for hunting season. Talked to Rich yesterday or day before, can't remember, and he said everything's going well. You can browse over there for any rod and reel combination or individual spinning reel or any kind of other kind of fishing reel. They've got rods and reels by Shakespeare and Pfluger. They've got the world-famous Ugly Stick. Check out their selection of St. Croix rods if you'd like to step up your game a little bit. Kids fishing combos. And they'll wind line on your reels. They've got one of those miracle line winding machines. It only takes a few minutes. You pick your line, you take your empty spool in, and they'll fill it right up with brand new quality premium line, premium monofilament, or, you know, they carry Power Pro too as far as the braid line concerned. So Clyde Sports Shop has live and frozen bait and minnows and crabbing bait and everything for crabbing, like open top crab traps and trot lines and steamers and their own brand of crab seasoning and nets and gloves and measures and everything, all the other little accessories too. They've got baskets and baskets with lids, wood baskets, plastic baskets. So fishing tackle for any kind of fish that swims, fishing licenses, hunting licenses, lures, hooks, terminal tackle for rockfish. They've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes. Why not, Chuck, stop by and see this beautiful place? It's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227, that's the Lansdale Healthorpe area, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website, ClydeSportsShop.com, since 1957. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. They're waiting for you. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment. Live and silent auctions, top gun firearms, raffle tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There's a house in the woods that my old man's old man built the best that he could out of trees off that land. Foundation's got a few cracks, tin roof just trying to survive. Yeah, it ain't much to look at, but if you look inside, there's a buck on the wall that my granddaddy killed back in 79 up on that power line. Since he can't no more, you can bet your ass I'll put another buck on the wall. I'm gonna live in those trees, calling sick with no pay. I don't care if it's 0 degrees, I'll sit there all day. And when I track him on down, I hold his horns up with pride and drain my whole bank account just to put one beside that buck on the wall that my granddaddy killed back in 79 up on that power line hill. And it won't be the same. Yeah, it's a damn shame he ain't around this fall.
Nice story. The young man wants to put a buck on the wall beside the one his grandfather killed in 1979. And, folks, when we do these measuring events, that is more than you would imagine. That story is repeated over and over again. People get their daddy's deer measured, and people get their grandfather's deer measured, and it's just a special occasion, very touching when they see that that buck makes the record book. And, you know, they're so proud. And it's one of the highlights of these measuring events that we go to at all these different events. So it's always nice to hear those stories. And some of them have made our record book, Legendary Whitetails, in the Legendary Whitetails section. So let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. We were talking about snakes last week.
Oh, yes. Thank you again. What's that?
I said we were talking about snakes last week, and this week, let's see, it was Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. Or no, Thursday morning and Friday morning. I took my dogs on a walk every morning to go up the mountain.
Yeah.
So I was walking up there, and there's wild blueberries growing up there, so I picked some of them. And then I came upon another bush that I didn't recognize. Looked a lot like blueberries, but the berries weren't in clusters like blueberries are.
Right.
They were hanging on stems. So took a picture of it with my phone, and luckily it could get a signal up on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
So it turned out to be huckleberry.
Oh, wow,
so we
nice.
We walked on by, and gave the dogs a drink of water, and gave them a treat, and we're walking back. And I'm looking to see if there's any more huckleberry bushes back in there, and I turn around, and rattlesnake laying right there in the road. We walked past it, didn't move, dogs didn't see it, nothing. Next morning, rattlesnake in the same place, did not move.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I just thought that was pretty interesting.
That's the end of the story. So, and I'm assuming it was alive. Yeah. Was it coiled up or what?
It's definitely alive. I just nudged it with my walking stick and it moved. It was all coiled up.
And then you might be lucky. It might have just had a meal.
Beg your pardon?
You might be lucky. It might have just had a meal.
That's what I'm thinking. It had a meal or could be getting ready to shed.
That's possible,
too.
Another
thing I was checking in, it could be a female.
Ah.
It's getting close to the time for them to have birth. They give birth to live young.
Yeah.
So... But I just thought it was very interesting. Same snake, same place, two mornings in a row.
That's pretty cool.
Interesting.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, well, I'm glad it worked out well. I'm sorry you didn't see it in front of you rather than behind you.
Well, I got to tell you another time.
Did the hair go up on the back of your neck when you turned around and saw it?
It gave me a little stutter there for sure.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Came close to walking upon it.
Oh, man. That wouldn't have been good.
And another time.
And your dog, too. I mean, your dog didn't even react, which is good.
I beg your pardon?
Your dog didn't even react, which is great.
Yes, very much surprised me because I have five dogs, so I take them pretty much everywhere I can.
Right.
When it's reasonable. So we went out to town one day, and I just picked up some stuff at the hardware store. And I open up the door, dogs jump out, and I get out and have an armload of stuff. And my one dog, he starts barking like crazy. Well, I knew right then it was a snake because that's just the way he barks. I know how he barks as a snake. And I came damn close to walking right on this snake. And if he hadn't barked, I'd have stepped on it.
What was it? You remember?
Rattlesnake.
Oh, it was right there at your house.
Nice. Yeah, I've caught three of them and taken them up the mountain and let them go. I did have to kill one.
Yeah.
And another time I flipped up the tarp on my wood pile and right there. I mean, just inches away from where I hand was to flip that tarp up was another rattlesnake.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
You better start making some noise. You better start making some noise or, you know, making some moves. You know, they don't hear, but you can tap them and they'll pick up the vibration and go away. But man,
yes. Well, I'm in the process. I've gotten most of the wood pile moved.
Yeah,
I still have a little bit I have to move.
Good plan.
So I moved it further away from the cabin. That was a bad planning on my part.
Yeah,
I did it for convenience sake.
Yeah. I've only seen two of them. I can't even remember where I was fishing, and I saw one go across the trail up in western Pennsylvania, and the other one I saw was out near Rockwood, Pennsylvania, big, beautiful timber rattler going across a railroad track, and I just watched that thing for a few minutes. But that was the only two rattlers I've ever seen. I was in my car, thankfully, but, you know.
Well, I've come close to several of them, and they're not aggressive. You leave them alone, they leave you alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And but yes, you were right when you said I was very happy the dogs didn't get onto that one the past two mornings.
That's for sure.
Because I let them run free, you know, they just run loose.
Oh yeah.
And That's my story for the.
Well, you had a very exciting week, that's for sure. So
yeah, that's pretty much.
That's great, man.
How about yourself? I understand you're going on a sea duck hunt.
Yeah, I'm going on a sea duck hunt with Captain Ryan Pop sometime November, I think. I'm not sure of the date. I have to look again, but. You know, I just booked a trip, and now I got to find a few people to go along. So, but he's
if he goes back in Maryland, I could come hunting with him. But
that'd be great. That'd be great. So,
what do you say about cooking sea duck? You soak it in buttermilk.
Yep.
You cook it on a cedar plank in your smoker, and then you eat the cedar plank.
That's right. That's how you do it. Yep. You can also put it in a. You can also put it in a. A cast iron pot with a rock, and when the rock turns black, the sea duck is done, and you throw the sea duck out and eat the rock. Yeah.
I've never tried sea duck.
It's different. It's a different taste. It's an acquired taste. Now, I will tell you, the eiders I killed in Maine were very delicious, and I listened to my old guide, who just retired. He gave me a method like that buttermilk deal, but you soak any waterfowl I soak in salt water for at least overnight, drain it off a couple times. It soaks the blood out and that type of thing. And so, but he said slice it up and put it in buttermilk and let the buttermilk absorb into the slices rather than try and get it into the whole breast. And then you can dust it in flour and flash fry it like a minute on each side of the, and if you eat it that way, it's not horrible. I mean, it's actually the eider's pretty good. And I did try some scoter and some other stuff in there with it. Not as good, but that's the only way I've found to really cook it. We took a chef along with us.
Fried in bacon grease.
What's that?
Fried in bacon grease.
Yeah, you can fry it in bacon grease. You can fry it in lard. You can fry it in anything you want to fry it in, but. Yeah, we even took a pretty good chef, Carol Sherrington, along on the last sea duck trip and said, do what you got to do with these and see if you can make them palatable. And she couldn't really find any recipes. But I have heard of guys using them in sausage and seasoning them up good. And, you know, that way works okay. Hmm. Yeah, so I like to use them. Might be worth a shot. Might be worth a shot. They are worth a shot, though. They are fun to shoot, man. They're fun birds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go flying by a million miles an hour, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going to hunt that?
Upper Bay somewhere, I'm not sure yet. Oh, no, not Upper Bay. I'm sorry. Out of Chesapeake Beach.
Okay.
Chesapeake Beach. I've hunted out of Chesapeake Beach before. As a matter of fact, we filmed a TV show for Bass Pro Shop that aired back when I was down there at the big box back in the early 2000s, I think 2005, somewhere around there, had Alan Treadwell out with us, and we filmed out there. And there's a fantastic shoot down there at Chesapeake Beach, you know, got a lot of birds. And I've hunted them in the Potomac with Buddy Bryan, who's going to be at the Trappers event who's retired from duck hunting. He's now taken over the wildlife control business. And let's see. Where else have I hunted? Eastern Bay with Captain Tom Quimby. Hunted Maine twice. For three times, actually, for eiders. And, you know, so I like hunting them. The only one I haven't collected is the, now there's some Alaskan sea ducks that I haven't gotten yet, you know, the king eiders and that type of thing. But the only one I haven't collected is the white wing. And all the other ones are staring at me.
You got a pintail, eh?
I've got several long-tailed ducks, no pintails.
Yeah,
they used to be called old squaws until that became politically incorrect. No, I've got a beautiful one I'm looking at right here. My first one had a beautiful long sprig on it. That's the long extended tail, and it's a gorgeous mount. Earl Fox mounted that one for me. So, but yep. So,
I've always been partial to wood ducks.
Got a couple wood ducks.
That's a good-eating duck there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a couple good-eating ducks. The canvasback is what was the market hunted on the Chesapeake Bay and sent all over the world. You know, they sent railroad cars of canvasbacks to New York City back in the day.
King of the ducks.
What's that? King of the ducks.
King of the ducks.
Yep, absolutely. And I've got some canvasbacks here. There's a hen over there, and there's a drake there. I've got my first drake. I've got to get some shelves in here to put those ducks that were mounted on table mounts. I got to get some shelves in this room to put them up there. But, yep, so it's very interesting pastime is duck hunting. So
it's a very enjoyable hunt. I always liked duck hunting.
Indeed.
You know, there are a few resident Canada geese down here.
Yep.
There's a lot of mergansers. I've never eaten one of them.
They're similar to sea duck. They call them hairy heads. Oh, are you talking about hooded mergansers, or are you talking about the common?
There's both down here, the hooded and the common.
Yeah, and there's probably red-breasted, too.
I have seen a few of them.
Yep.
I've seen an odd wood duck or so.
Yeah.
I came back to my cabin before I moved down here full-time. I came back one time in September, and I just walked up to the pond. I think I had a trail camera up there, and I walked up to pull the camera, and must have been about 15, 20 wood ducks got off that pond. It's a very small pond. I mean, it's probably 20 feet, 20, 30 feet across, 20, 30 feet, you know, so it's not a very big pond.
Yeah.
Haven't seen them since then.
I had a big mount on a stump with a drake and a hen on it. I gave that away. Took that down to camp, but I still have a beautiful drake here that Johnny Bressy mounted, and it's gorgeous. You know, they are one of the most beautiful ducks out there. So,
I used to, every once in a while, would smoke a wood duck.
Oh, that sounds good.
My youngest daughter, she would, if you let her alone, she would sit down and eat the whole thing.
That's good. So, hey, Chris, we got to let you go.
It's very tasty. If you get a chance, try it.
I will, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Got to let you go, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Have a good one.
Yep.
See, buddy, my Teddy.
Bye, Teddy.
God bless you, Alan. I'll talk to you next week, probably.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the rattlesnake story. Makes me more alert. All right. We're going to take our second break right now. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right. Here I'm reading a fascinating article from Sarah Wilson and Brady Duran on ABC 27 out of, I believe, Harrisburg, WHTM. The question. Challenging question that they asked: why is the Susquehanna River dark brown? Why is the Susquehanna River water dark brown? The fascinating answer is that it comes from the abundant rainfall recently. An entire article telling you the water is muddy because of rain. Whew, newsflash. I'll be glad to send you the link if you'd like to read it. It's scintillating. Water is brown because the rain stirred up the mud in the tributaries. Oh, good grief. It's like, Captain Obvious, did you write this? Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We may have time for another caller here. We got a couple commercials coming up. Yeah, Chris is in West Virginia. Got a question about where you're located. And Chris, you're outside of Thomas and Davis, out that way, out in not far over the Maryland line, I believe. So you can call us back and let us know where you are in West Virginia. But yeah, we discuss things that people that text me discuss things during and after the show about the show, and it's always nice to talk to them. And wanted to know what part of West Virginia Chris was from, so maybe we can find that out later. But, yeah, not far over the Maryland line, I do know that. So I'm just gobsmacked that the Susquehanna River's water is brown because of the rain. I mean, it's in the news, seriously. Anybody who's crossed over a bridge of the Susquehanna River looks down and notices that the water's brown. We're going to explain that phenomenon in length, in detail. Instant news. What do you think, Aaron? Do you think AI wrote that story?
It sounds like it, honestly.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Yep. Well, that's about the best explanation I've ever heard. So... all right, a little quiet today on the callers, isn't it? So maybe the rattlesnake scared them off. We don't know. Let's see. Slow news day, yes. Slow news day, apparently. Everything going on in the world, and they picked the Susquehanna River turning brown because of the rain. Ay, caramba. Yes, indeed. All right, well, why don't we take our final breaks? Why don't we let me tell you about the Backyard Billies again, and we'll figure out where to go from here in the next hour. Backyard Billies is, I'll tell you, it's so hot, and you don't want to think about, all you're thinking about is air conditioning, right? I don't get my air conditioner to keep working, that's for sure, and all this heat and humidity. Well, you better be looking ahead. You look across your house, and you see that hole in the wall over there that we've been talking about for a couple of years now, and you say, I'm going to pull the trigger this year. I'm going to fill that hole in that we call a fireplace, but we never use. I'm going to fill it in with a beautiful, beautiful fireplace insert with a beautiful faceplate on it. It'll fit right in there, and we'll sit back in our easy chair, and we'll have our remote control, and we can turn our fireplace on and off to heat the room on a cold night and sit here and watch football, and it will put it to good use, and I don't have to carry wood or split wood or have that dirty wood in the house. It just have a beautiful wood look to it, and heat and fire, and the room will heat up, and everybody will be happy. Well, Backyard Billies is the place you do that. You can do a cast fireplace insert like we did from Enviro, the EX35. Hearth America at Backyard Billies did the installation and provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service from there on, and I love the heat, the convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat from the gas fireplace insert. And Hearth America at Backyard Billies carries Enviro and Regency and a couple of other top brands, and also invites you to check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. Good grief. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billies in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. Get that installation done. They'll do everything. They'll install it. They'll take care of the chimney. If you have a gas line, you're going to need to find somebody to do that. But BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. It's not too early to start thinking about, getting that heat source in your house. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. I said that. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment. Live and silent auctions, top gun firearms raffle, tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See you August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We got our commercials in last time, didn't we? Good. And you played the trappers there in the last break, so our guests got to hear that. Let's hope so. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hey, get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family, love the Lord. We'll be back after the news.